Artwork Newspaper Issue 219. Winter 2021-2022. Editorial comment artwork P.O. Box 3 LNAB 41. Artwork at famadrum.com. Comment title 1. At COP26, one voice stood out of the many thousands of voices that rang out from Glasgow during the COP26 circus. One has stood out from all others for the good, plain sense that it has spoken. The much missed former US President Obama had one message above all others, to offer the assembled masses: try listening. It's one that a whole host of virtue signalers, agitators and holier than thous could take to heart. Of course the government needs to take action, to encourage folk to insulate their houses, but preventing ordinary folk from going about their business, by blocking their path is not the way to persuade them. Many of the fashionable solutions to the climate change challenge do not stand too close scrutiny. Rewilding Scotland sounds wonderful, until you look more closely. Ask who exactly is behind it. In some cases the motives are of the purest. The evidence would seem to show that Scotland's largest private landowner, Mr. Anders Povlsson, goes about the business in a pretty responsible way, taking care to ensure that estate workers are not thrown onto the scrap heap in the rush to be green. Evidence suggests that other, less altruistic forces are coming into play. The attractions of carbon offsetting and other pseudo-green ruses are proving too attractive to those nice men and their hedge funds and private equity jets. The rush to those oh-so-virtuous battery-driven cars could do with slightly closer scrutiny as well. All those rare metals like cobalt, where do they come from? Who owns the mines? Not China, surely? And what about the poor folk who work them for washers, almost literally? In the push to popularize such supposedly environmentally friendly transport options, many of the damaging consequences of their use, the residues from their tires, their brakes and other byproducts, are conveniently forgotten. Research has shown that very few people believe that they need to make any real changes to the way they live. Many homes are still being heated to an absurd hothouse level. 24 degrees is talked of. If one lesson of the Glasgow COP26 jamboree is that we all stop and listen, maybe some of those millions of air miles generated will not prove to have been wasted. We might even overlook President Biden's 85-vehicle cavalcade and his 4 plane loads of backroom staff. Comment title 2. A cultural shift to the right. It has become fairly well apparent to everyone by now that we have a government in Westminster that likes to pick like-minded souls to fill vacancies, not just in government and the civil service, but in an increasing range of jobs in the public realm. Our new Minister of Culture, the one-time novelist Ms. Nadine Dawes, has made no secret of the fact that she wants to rid the BBC of any lefty influence, if not to rid us of the corporation itself. Right now there is a struggle on to prevent that great libertarian, the ex-editor of the Daily Mail, Paul Dacre, owner of a nifty Highland estate, from taking over the top job at Ofcom. There have been repeated attempts to rig the selection process so that the right man gets the job. The process has been noted in lesser jobs. A recent Guardian expose revealed that a whole raft of British cultural institutions are having their boards filled with appointees favoured by Downing Street. Bodies such as the National Maritime Museum and the National Portrait Gallery are mentioned. The well-worn response to the raising of concerns over this sort of gerrymandering is that matters such as this are of not interest to the man in the street, but all come under the canopy of the Westminster bubble. Perhaps we should have learned from the manoeuvring that led to the Brexit carry-on, to be on our guard against these sorts of behind-the-scenes charades. Comment title 3. No controversy please. New rules have just been introduced, it would seem, by one of our most illustrious universities. In future, visiting academics planning to address the troops on the Glasgow campus must first submit the text to the university censors in case it could contain anything controversial. The move is being made, it is understood, to avoid upsetting the tender feelings of sensitive students who need to be shielded from controversy and protected from anything that could upset long-held beliefs. Challenging views must be avoided at all costs.